Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And what is a deeper life even all about? Professor, let me come back to you. And I'm looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. You know how it, what it says, I'm from verse 9. Eye has not heard, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the mind of a man, the things that the Father preferred for them that love him. It says, but Yahuwah has revealed them through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of the Elohim. It is when someone dwells deep into the revelations of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Father, who knows what is in the heart of the Father, and reveals the deep things of the Father. That relationship of trust, where the Father is able to sit you down. Have you studied Joshua? So insignificant, he always stands somewhere next to the edge or the steep of the mountain while Moses was dwelling deeper. And when his time came, things changed because the Father took him deeper into this. A transformation of Joshua. That's the one we should call Yeshua, Emari? That's the one we should call Yeshua, not the Christ. Joshua. Joshua. And the Father says, rise up, for my servant Moses is dead. And then there, the relationship is deeper. And now the deep things of the Most High become revealed even more. Mm. Hey, Professor, what comes to mind?
Wow, this is deep on its own. Yeah, what you just said about Joshua is a huge, beautiful mystery, because when God took him as a leader, he didn't start him from scratch, or let me say from grade one, simply because he went through the process of training while Moses was there. So by the time he took over, he went deep into the deep things of the Lord, like you are saying. So he would wait for 40 days and 40 nights waiting for Moses. And in the process, he was getting transformed. Mm. And God was infusing what he would want him to learn and to do when he takes over as a leader. Mm. I think by the time he took over, everything for him became clear. And when God was talking to Moses about Joshua, he said, you need to choose Joshua on whom the Spirit of the Lord is, because it means already in this process there's a lot of transformation, and the Holy Spirit was baptizing him and preparing him for the journey ahead, and he already knew the deep things of the Lord. Mm. But going back to the book of the 1 Corinthians chapter 2, where you quoted that the eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, I was looking into what we are experiencing right now, that the life that we are living and the church that we have currently is almost divided into three segments. And then I'll go back to the scripture, because most of what we as believers are doing is not even close to what God is expecting. So the huge part, or the greater percentage, is the one that lives a life of Christian mediocre, if there is anything like that. We do go to church. The Bible is there. We don't care whether we do the word or not. Mm. And then you get this second group that will fabricate miracles and make their own way or their own things in trying to prove God, even if they are not in the Lord. And then there's this minority who know the real things of God, who are going deeper in God, but their voice is not as loud as these other two groups. Mm. And hence, I'm going to this scripture of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, that while this small group is trying to speak for God and not anybody hearing what they are saying, and God keeps speaking this word, that greater are the things that will be revealed to us by the Spirit of God. So it's like we are given a chance that we may repent and see things for what they really are, without us influencing the Word of God and changing God's Word and God's law for our own liking. At the end of the day, we make a lot of people to go astray and not to even see God, because this huge group does not represent God. But for us, and or let me not say us, but for those who will go deeper in God and continue to live by the Spirit of the Lord, being dedicated and obedient to the Word of God, it is those who will be the remnant on which these revelations that are spoken of in the Word will be revealed to. Then the question would be, are they in a position of speaking for God such that they are not compromising the message? Because we find ourselves being swallowed by the multitude to a point that we can't even speak for God, because we think we are irrelevant, because most of the people do not hear us out. It goes back to what Brother Baruch has spoke about when he spoke about Pharaoh and the dreams, that in that particular story, there was the one person who was a minority, but because he had a deeper revelation of the message from the Father, he was able to influence the rest of Egypt and probably every part of that space that needed food at the time. So it means those who are in God and will continue to be influenced by God and the Holy Spirit, if they hold on till longer, they will be able to influence even the majority, because there will come a time where the true sons of God must be revealed. But the true sons of God must be in a certain state, meaning they must seek God even more. They must seek more revelation. They must stay in Him. They must continue to position themselves for the revelations that God would deposit into them, so that they can be revealed as the true sons. Without a deeper life in Christ, there's no way that the church can influence the multitude. So it is about the influence that must be given or must be experienced by everybody from those who have a deeper life in Christ. You spoke about a question earlier on. You said, are there any people who now hunger for God? You asked the question, do you find yourself hungry for God? Do you find yourself having joy in being in the presence of the Lord, or in reading the Word, in finding more of such? And few of probably believers will say, I hunger for God, because it is that hunger that takes you deeper and deeper in Him. And you start the process of becoming, which is what you spoke about as well. We cannot become the vessels and the arrow in the hand of the Lord without us seeking for this deeper life. It is us in having this hunger for the Lord that we can be usable by God, and we can be able to transform that which we have around us. The society can be transformed only by people who will go deeper in God. So let me quote Colossians chapter 2, verse 7 quickly, and then we can move on. In this verse, it says, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Mm. So it is about a rootedness that every believer must have, and not being shaken. It goes back to that scripture, where are we built? Are we on the rock, or are we on the sand? It is about this rootedness that must be established in the life of the children of God for them to experience this life. It is when this life is established in faith that we will be able to reveal Christ. And it says, you have been taught this. But now, once we get this teaching, how did we receive it? Are we able to absorb it and live it out, or it's just like water on the deck of a duck? Or is it just water on the rock? What is it that we are revealing as a result of what we have learned? Or are we just living like anybody else? We have become mediocre. People no longer care. I had an experience over the weekend talking to one of the men of God about what is happening, the change of times that we find ourselves at the Passover and the Easters. And they said, no, we don't care. We just going to celebrate Easters. We're not even worried to question what is happening. So they say, whatever has happened, we just move on with that. If it was not wrong yesterday, why is it wrong today? You know, some of such discussions coming from the men of God are really disturbing, because it means we are no longer even willing to go into the scripture and find the truth and the nuggets from the scripture. We are pleased with what we've seen other people doing in front of us without us questioning why are you doing things the way you do. We're not even using the word of God as a thermometer to check if things are really as they are done around us. So a person who will want to have a deeper life will question. And some of the things might not be black and white, but they will be received by a discerning heart, a heart that has been sold into the hand of God and influenced by the Holy Spirit. So these are the times that a deeper life in Christ must be established and must be sought after, that we may hear God speaking in our lives. This is what I can say for now, because there's so much noise, Brother Ray. There's so much noise. We're not even hearing what God is saying. We're just continually going with the flow. And whether God speaks or not, it's not a problem for us, as long as the day passes. And it is very sad that that's the life that we are at the moment.
It is a challenge that the devil has set across for many, many centuries, that people should not have that fellowship which Paul is talking about, that I may know him more and the power of his resurrection. That kind of fellowship with the Most High, the devil doesn't want. The system of the world doesn't want that. That is why all these things are orchestrated. These celebrations are orchestrated so that people continue to be superficial. You'll see people in the symmetries and all those things. You'll see, even on Monday, people will be coming and say, "Oh, Vogile, oh, Vogile," and they will be clapping hands. And these brothers and sisters of the cloth will be collecting fat checks on this. Man, I tell you.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564, or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there. What's a deeper life even all about? What's a deeper life even all about? In Christ, what have you learned in your walk with Christ to walk even deeper? You know, when you say, I'm walking now intensely with Christ, deliberately with Christ, with more meaning than ever, with more growth than ever. What do you imply? What do you imply? I need to know. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Tell us about the things that are hindering one from really having a deeper life in Christ. Having it with all these papas and pastors and stuff, but not with Christ. Quite sad. Hello there, hi.
Hello, Brother Ray. My name is Bulisele Bu and my brother.
Siyabonga putwami. Sawubona.
Ngiyabulisa ngamele ihlelo umsebenzi Jesus Christ, my brother. Ngibulisa to our brother, u Brother Baruki no Prof Sondeli.
Awuzeke.
Hallelujah. Topic about Ray, a deeper life. Number one, it is faith, worshiping and praying to God. We have the Amazon today in the band. We believe that every Sunday, he'll have to tell a deeper life. No, no, that is wrong. Monday to Saturday, sitila impilo yenyama pazoi. But Romans 8, verse 8 says, those who want the flesh cannot please God. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. A deeper life, uthola umuntu uziphatha kanjani kubantu aphila nabo.
Yeah.
Mhlambe udume ngezinye izinto, bakunike igama bathi, nangu liyamfundisi. Noma bakwazi ngegama lasezweni elithi, nangu ubhakabhaka. Ngoba njalo ukhuluma ngebhola, ngeclub yakho oyithandayo. A deeper life is to believe in Jesus Christ. Believe in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Is to trust the Lord in everything, brother. Loving Him more than anything. We must have faith. Our faith might see cool the sense in Jengoba Afuna sense in our corner, which is Christ. Sing a hand in using Lulego Zababi, brother. Yepa Ubutogoza go to go the same to Nigababa, wait. Because no more see how much trials and tribulations. Ilingawuboni use udukile manje but hey uphumelele accident njena ndoda hay man akuyosola man konje e wrong now bese ufana no solo owathi izinto zi iphetha washiya uNkulunkulu wahamba wayohlola kumngoma lapha yani
hey madodza
ushiya uNkulunkulu manje deeper life it's noma ufika lezo zinto zase uhleli baba ngoba yazi ukuthi zonke lezi zilingo zizama ukususela ukukhanyeni.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ngoba zonke lezi zinto ziyakuthusa ukuthi uthathe enye direction. Ngibonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu anibusise ukuthi God be the glory, my brother.
All the time, may the Father be glorified at all times. Thank you so much, sir. Blessings to you, my friend.
Blessing to you, my brother. God be the glory, my brother.
Hallelujah. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. What is a deeper life even all about? Send us your WhatsApps. 0826572729.
San Bonane. I am Bonakele Majuba, the MSc for Education in Mpumalanga. As the term of office for the current school governing bodies comes to an end on the 31st of March 2024, I take this opportunity to call upon parents and guardians to participate in the upcoming school governing bodies elections to take place from the 1st to the 31st of March 2024. School governing bodies stand a position of trust towards a school. They play a significant role in ensuring that schools are governed in a manner that advances the interests of the learners and their educators. These elections must be democratic, free, fair, peaceful, and adhere with education legislative framework. Thank you.
All right, we're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let us hear what you say on this matter. The matter of a deeper life. What it is even all about to you.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger.
Welcome to 657 AM.
All right. And of course, you can give us a shout, 012-334-1322. And you can talk to us just as much about a deeper life. Just as much about a deeper life. I'm keen to hear from you. Babu Bongani.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, your guest and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. The topic, deeper life in Christ, to be wholly sanctified and become the living temple of the Holy Spirit. We can read the whole chapter of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. As Christians who believe in God and had accepted Jesus Christ, we must experience the life of Jesus by the Holy Spirit. The whole body, soul, and mind are to be fixed on the work and power of the Holy Spirit. Live a Christ-like life and be a disciple of Jesus Christ. That is called a Zoe life. Mm. We can read in the book of Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23-24, thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord. John chapter 3, verse 30. He must increase, but I must decrease. Phakame yena thina sehle. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Knowing God's will, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Loving people around us. Jesus shows us a life that is holy and happy, a life that works well and is blessed to be a blessing even in difficult times. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I live in the flesh, makuphileke uJesu kithi. Baptism of fire, deeper life in Christ, pressing more into the Lord, seeking the Lord more, pressing towards the mark for the prize. That was Paul in Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. We are also to press on and seek the Lord more as we submit to the Spirit's gentle guiding presence as our counselor. We can read that in John chapter 14:26. Guider is our guide, John 16 verse 13. He is our helper, John 14 verse 16. We begin to live triumphantly over sin and shame. The deeper life is that displays divine authority and power expressed through words, actions, and the intentions of the heart. As we embrace it, we experience sweet daily communion with Jesus, fuller confidence in his character, and renewed faith in his promises. The deeper we dig into God's word, the more we see his desire for holiness. We must pursue holiness more. I thank you. God bless you all. Amen.
Thank you so much, Babongani. We really appreciate. Thank you very much. May the Father bless you abundantly, sir.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let us hear what you say. This is Radio Pulpit.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM. Radio caring, 24 hours a day.
Tando! I get... mfo uyayilahla njalo nje njalo uyayilahla wena manje sesenzana eShoprite. Okay, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. And we are talking about a deeper life, what it is even all about. Now I'm looking at Ephesians chapter 3 verse 18, that we may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, the depth, and the height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of the Most High. A deeper life implies that we be filled with the fullness of the Most High, my Achi.
Hey, Achi, thank you. Yo, that's deep. That is deep, with the fullness, completeness,
yes,
wholeness, like all. The word is atah, from the beginning till to the end.
Yeah,
nothing is omitted. So if we can be able to comprehend that, in order that we might be strengthened. Kerasa Akhiyare, it says, with all the set apart ones, what is the width, the length, the depth, and the height? It covers all the angles, like, you know, the box. It's all the four corners of the box. So nothing is left out. So can you imagine that now? He's clothed us everywhere. So not missing him. Anything else? No. I also want to add, we spoke of the hunger earlier on, Afi, and I'm led, I was speaking about Kapa, Simon Peter, whom in English they say it's Peter, but his name is Kapa. Psalm 81, which is the word Kapa. But now the word hunger is Kapan. So it's those, the seed or the generation that would be hungry for him, right? Now, listen to what it says. That is Psalm 119, number 81. Yare, Kapan, for your deliverance, my being, my soul, has pined away. For I have waited for your word. My eyes have pined away for your word. So when we are hungry, after we find the food, we become full. So when we are hungry, it means that when we are hungry for him, it means he must come and fill us up with himself. less of us and more of him.
Yeah.
I think when we also look at Psalm 127, says, if Abayahawa did not build a house, then its builders had labored in vain.
Yeah.
We've been talking of the rock. And we have, I think it's the book of 1 Samuel chapter 7, if I'm not mistaken, which they lay a stone and they say, Aban Hazar. They say, Aban Hazar. Abba is the word of the father. And the ba is, the ban is the son. So, you know? So, Aban Hazar. So, you can see, it's the father and the son. They are in unison. So, this is now us also being in unison with HaMashiach. You know that we get firmly and be rooted and be the house that is built upon that rock.
Yeah.
Some scripture, they say even to Peter, Peter is the rock. He says, upon this rock I will build my assembly. So, this is who we need to be. We must have that desire. We must long. We must pine for to get to that level.
Yeah.
So when we are in that level, it means whatever, we have a really routine, we have a really position, and Khakona Sipe, in his presence, no matter the storm. Matter the challenge.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at the ear, is shaped like a womb. The papillary minamu kimo like kitoho yangwana, and then so which means the things that are when words are spoken, we conceive. That's right. We start to conceive. And when we conceive, well, now you can imagine, and after that, it has to give, it has to manifest. So when we listen to the word, when we empower us with the word of our Father, instead of the word, or, you know, anything else, then we will conceive. But when we conceive, when we listen, we start to be obedient to the word. We start to meditate in the word. It means what we are to give birth will be something that is good. And at the end of the day, gold is not found on top of the soil, but one has got to go deeper to search it. And that is the crown. Halala.
Halala. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Estelle Peterson says, pray for me. I have anxiety and it's causing some stomach pain. We pray that you be healed, Estelle, in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. May you be healed and those stomach pains. I can just see the manner in which you've written it. I'm praying that may the Father give you healing. Above all relief, in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. What is deeper life, a deeper life in Christ mean? What does it mean to you personally?
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now, www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Mm. All right, we're taking your calls, 012-334-1322. What is a deeper life implying to you?
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
We love you, Tom Patson Walala.
Greeting, my beautiful family. I'd like just to greet you all in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. And I'd like just to thank you, Pastor Ray, for this powerful topic that we have in this evening.
Glory to the
really,
Lord.
I give all the glory to God.
Hallelujah.
For every time when I listen to the radio pulpit, when I listen to you, Pastor Ray, when you come with the topics, and the pastor that always they're ministering on the radio pulpit, really, there is so much power and encouragement for the kingdom of God, and to be deep in the, to have a deep life, deeper life in Christ, is when we meditate in the word of God. As Bible tells us, so you already mentioned to Psalm chapter 1, where it says about the blessed are those who are not sitting in the seats of the scoffers and sinners, but they meditate day and night the word of God. We thank God for this. If you want just to grow deeper in the word of God and to know more about Christ and about God, we have just to meditate in the word of God. We have just to read the Bible. That's only the way that we will never even hindered, even the so many hinderers for the things of the Lord. People that they not know, they don't know the truth, and they following, they doing things seems like it's true thing that they're doing, but it's false thing. Because there is people that they're hindering, they make people blind. They are blind people and they're leading the blind. We want to see the light. People, they need the light. It's just because that they're leading people that they're leading, and people that they want to see the light, they're in the wrong people, in the wrong hands, people that they're blind. So because of that, really, that's why today there are so many hindrance, people that they make things difficult, people that they, you can see them that like the word of God is in them, but really to see at the end, you see that nothing, that no good fruits that it's come from them. Quickly, I would like just to read the book of Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 14. Bible, it says, do not enter the path of the wicked and do not walk in the way of the evil. Avoid it. Do not go on it. Turn away from it and pass on. Verse number 16, Bible, it says, for they cannot sleep unless they have done wrong. They are robbed of sleep unless they have made someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. So this is when we meditate in the word of God. We know what the right, and we know how to do the right things. Glory be to God, my brothers and sisters. Really, I love you all when we come together, because this is the way for one another just to remain lighting, to shine on this decadent world. To God be all the glory. I love you, Pastor Ray. Good night, all my brothers and sisters. Amen.
Amen. We love you too, Tom Petson Walala. We appreciate you, my brother. Absolutely.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. we are touching base. This is the issue of a deeper life. What does it mean even to you? What does it mean even to you? And of course, you know, sometimes we become those kinds of people who are not taking kind to this. But I tell you, it is important to look into this. It is important to say, a deeper life means this. I did not understand it quite well, you know, or a deeper life means that. I just didn't get into it in the rightest of ways. You don't have to actually feel bad that you have not been knowing what it is even all about. We are all here to learn. We are all here to garnish an understanding.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Babu Bongani.
Sakubona ke mfundisi Ray nama guest yakho ke nabalaleli be radio pulpit.
Babe.
Isihloko ke ukuba ke ku Christu Jesu ukugcila ke empilweni ke ka Christu Jesu. A plant that grows its root deep into the soul is a plant that grows taller than we can imagine. This is the plant which is Psalm chapter 1 verse 3 is talking about. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Uma ke sigcila ke impande zethu ezwini likaNkulunkulu, siyafana ke nalomuthi otshalwe ngasemfuleni othela ke ngesikhatsawo ungabuni namaqabunga awo, reaching wider. The idea here is to reach more people. Compromise is the temptation. We can only say no to temptation and compromise when we are growing deeper in the Lord. All Christians need to grow deeper. If you claim to be a Christian, then aim to grow deeper in your Christian life. Devote yourself to the apostles' teachings. Yeah. The people who devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings included the 3,000 that were added to the church that same day. Yeah. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17 to 19, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 21, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. We are to be selfless and be Christ-centered. That will make us to be having deeper life in Christ. I thank you. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you so much. May the Father bless you abundantly, sir. We really appreciate you at all times. Thank you so much.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Talk to us directly there. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. We are talking about a deeper life, what it is even all about. The time has just gone 16 and a half before the hour 8. And so this is the last quarter of the show. I'm looking at Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. It says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. And all that which I just spoke of, praiseworthy, pure, good, lovely, just, all that, virtued, all that, true, all that that I've spoken of as attributes are the attributes of the Most High. And we need to actually think about such in the sense and context of the word. Then we would be thinking about Yahuwah Elohim. What's your take on that, Professor?
Thanks again, my brother, for this opportunity. You just read a verse that tells us we need to be the ones who will decide on taking on this life, because the scripture says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good, so we must be the ones who meditate. So we are the people who must decide on this kind of a life so that we can develop this deeper relationship with God. Mm. So it is a personal issue. It goes back to that decision and making a process. It is a personal issue that we must take, and we need to deal with our mindset, because I think what is killing us the most these days are our mindset. We think that God is now at the point of accepting anything, any life, anyhow, as long as we do a portion of scriptures. So we think God is okay with that. And I think that's a mindset that has been widespread all over. We don't mind even if we break the law now and then, or break the word of God and leave a portion of it and leave the rest undone. So it is becoming more about the personal issue that people must decide on living this kind of a life. So I want to go back to where you started again when you spoke about the story of Mary and Martha, when I speak of a personal issue and a personal decision. So we find these two women, one deciding to sit at the feet of Jesus, and the other one decides to be busy with issues that she thought are issues that Jesus would be interested in. So at the end of the day, it is a picture of what the most believers of the time have. We think doing the work for God is more important than to be taught by Him. We think to be busy with the things of God is more important than a relationship with God, that you may know Him even more and more. And we see Martha being busy thinking that Yeshua will be pleased by what she was doing, and we see Mary choosing to sit at the feet. And one of the questions you ask is, are people these days willing to sit at the feet of Jesus? Do we even sit, or do we even desire to sit at the feet? And the answer to that will determine how deep we want to go with the Lord. So the deeper life is about that willingness to be a taught of God, to know more about God than to do things for God, because we are now consumed by the activities that we do for God, rather than to know more about Him and what He wants us to do. And when you read Psalm 63, verse 1, it's a decision of a person who knows what he wants from the Lord. He says, "You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water." So it's a place that is dry, but the desire of the person is to be satisfied by God. So it means there is an overlooking of the earthly needs, the overlooking of what would satisfy my flesh, and look more to what will satisfy my spirit. And if I need to go deeper in God, I must weigh these things up, and the spiritual feeding and the spiritual food must be the one that will be more elevated than for me to desire to satisfy my flesh. And when we go more on that, we will get closer to Him. When God spoke to Moses after Moses said, "Show me your glory," in the book of Exodus, "Show me your glory." And God said to him, "Moses, there is a place by me. and you shall stand on the rock. So it means he who wants to experience the deeper life in God must ascend closer. And are we willing to get closer to God? And what are steps that are we going to take to get closer to him? And some of the steps will mean to reject the life that we are living at the moment and to take a specific life. And some of us would mean to go and sit at the feet of Jesus and hear what he will say. Some of us, it will mean to ascend higher and desire those things that are closer to God, because God said this place that you are looking for, the place of glory, is a place that is by me. So it means I must leave the crowd. I must leave the norm. I must leave the flesh. I must leave what is pleasing to me and try to look for things and reach out to those things that will take me closer and closer to God, and look for him to be the satisfier of my soul and my desires. But the problem is that we don't want you to leave the crowd. We don't want to leave the familiar for things that are unknown to us, which are closer to God. Although we keep on saying we need to be closer to God. So in the book of Peter, let me quote the last scripture here. Peter 2, 2 Peter 2, chapter 1. It says, for this very reason, make every effort. So it is work that comes from an individual. Make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. So it means it's a process, continual work that we do. It's not a once-off thing, because if it can be a once-off, we'll obviously fall and we won't be bearing fruit that is associated and that identify us with God. So it's a continual work that a believer must do. You can't say you've worked yesterday and today you've already arrived and you have cultivated and you're bearing fruit of that life that is closer to God, and you are now in God. While we are still here, we continue working at this life, and we make every effort to keep on adding virtues that will make us closer and closer to God as we seek to know him better, as we seek to understand his ways, as we seek to do his will. It is a daily endeavor. It is a daily walk. It is a daily decision that I take to bear fruit that is aligned and similar to the fruit that Christ bore while he was still here. That's what I could say at this point. All right. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 to 8. That's where we quoted.
Okay. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. You can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. You said, Sister Peterson, Estelle Peterson, what did it say? May the person with stomach pain get bicarbonate of soda and mix a half teaspoon with warm water. Huh?
Yes, please.
Absolutely. Bicarbonate of soda and mix it with half a teaspoon with warm water. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Now, let me come to you, Mark. Now, check it out. If one is living a deeper life with Christ, it means their life, they no longer live this life. And I'm saying this because you quoted Galatians 2:20 earlier on. I'm quoting Colossians 3:3. It says, this person has died. It says, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in Yahuwah. Your life is hidden with Christ, with Yahusha, in the Elohim. And that's what we are all about. Let's play this inset, and then you respond on that as we close, my Achim. I believe the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends you and I are. It is happening through and through. May the Father also bless you abundantly. Right. I don't know, man. This computer, this site doesn't catch Maureen Pakula's comments. I don't know why. Let me do this and use the other channels. There you go.
Riperile.
Riperile.
Brother Ray.
riperile na varingiseri.
Haleluya.
Ba radio pulpit na lava unga na vona.
Amen.
Mi vulavula hi deeper life ka Xikwembu. Mina namuntlha a ndzi tisirito. I'm not bringing a word. I am bringing a song that ebonisayo ukuthi ngempela mabibi yambili mina andri na wonda. Ndile ka Yesu muponisi wanga. Hi leri risimu leri ndzi ri tisaka brother Ray na vayingiseli ba radio pulpit ri rimbeleriwa hi ndlela leyi. Kunene ndzi swi kumile so wisisa mbilu ndzi swi kumile ka Yesu u ndzi poni kumile kwini ndi swikumile ka Yesu Kristo ndza khensa brother Ray na vayingiseri ba radio pulpit. Thank you very much.
Blessings to you. Blessings to you Mamu Pakula Maureen Mayaki. Yeah, finally next week we are
tulabula mari mtwile.
Yeah, ustwile tatan ustwile.
Yeah, hala.
Next week we are yes
quickly in closing we noticed something here that the work, we need to work it to completion. Like the professor said, it's a continual effort. It's a non-stop effort. Mm. So we cannot just do it now and think or not it's done or completed. But it is something that we have to run the race from the beginning until to the finishing line, which is what the scripture is teaching us. Also, we can look at the book of John, chapter number 16. It says, 16:21, the woman has grief when she is in labor because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers her affliction for joy that a man was born in the world. So therefore, have grief now, but I shall see you again, and your heart you shall rejoice, and make sure that nobody takes away the joy from you. So halala my happy nako. For everything. Thank you to the beautiful listeners, Baradli Kunti, and to you and your household, my Ahi, also to Professor. May it be well until you meet again next week.
Thank you so much. And Professor, thank you very much. We appreciate.
Thank you so much, my brother. The last scripture, Psalm 119, verse 10, I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your command.
So let us continue to seek the Lord for a deeper knowledge with Him.
Absolutely.
Blessings to everyone, your family, to Brother Baruch and the family. All
yours
is
too.
Well in the name of Yeshua.
Yours too, yours too. Mayachi, blessings to you. And of course, next week we are going back to part two of Descent. And part two, it says Deceptions of Today. And of course, just a little bit of this. Listen to this, listen to this. We must praise.
Oh, people of the Lord.
Yes, we are blessing him. We are blessing him abundantly. Thank you, Mayachi. And of course, we talk again the coming week. Much blessings to you. Halala. And of course, also, Professor, thank you so much. We talk to you again next week. Blessings.
Halala. Blessings to you all. Thank you.
Tuda. Tuda. How's it going? And then thank you so much. Thank you for listening. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. We bless his holy name. And of course, coming up next, it is P.S. J.M. Mahlangu, I think, is coming up next. Blessings. Tuda Rabah.
Pila impilo yakho nathi. Ngena ku radiopulpit.co.za. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Did you know you can listen to your favorite programs whenever you want? Check out our podcasts. Listen to your best love presenters anytime, anyplace. No need to miss out on your favorite programming. It's just a click away. Go to our website at radiopulpit.co.za and click on our podcast page for a variety of content at your fingertips. Yes, Radio Pulpit is still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.